This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope it's a special day for you today. Yesterday I spoke about the value of having some good and close friends, and we'll continue with this theme because I think it's important. No one likes to live alone without the warmth and value of friendships. And actually friendships are remarkably powerful things when one sacrifices for the other. Let me tell you what I mean. This is a true story. As part of the Sydney 2000 Olympics, Esther Kim and Kay Po from the United States had been training for the Taekwondo event. They were among the top fighters in the US. They were very good friends as well. And for years they dreamed of making the US team for the Sydney Olympics. Well, both made it through to the final competition in the trials, with only one who could go on to Sydney in the team. In their last fight before the final, something went wrong and Kay actually dislocated her knee and went down in great agony. She got up in the pain, finished the match, and actually won. So the only contestants remaining for the final match were Kay, with her injured leg, and this friend, Esther. One woman would be chosen for the Olympic team. Well, Esther decided that Kay was the better sportsman. She realised her leg would be healed in plenty of time, that she should go and take part. Well, they both flew here to Sydney, and Esther cheered from the stands. And this is what Esther had said. "This was our dream, to go to the Olympics. It was so hard that I cried about my decision. But I gave my friend my dream. But for the first time," she said, "I felt like I was a champion." Now that really, as I thought about it, that's what friends are for. That's what friends do. They give good gifts to each other. I'm not talking necessarily about material things, but the opportunities for someone to win, to fulfill their dreams. Friends encourage each other when times are tough. There's another story I like about a young boy. Little boy, he'd always wished he could fly. He couldn't understand that he could see birds that were bigger than him. They could fly, and he couldn't understand why he couldn't. And there was another little boy who was disabled, who wished he could walk and wished he could run like the other kids. But he couldn't, and he wondered why. Well, one day, the little boy who wanted to fly escaped the orphanage where he lived, and he went to a park, and there was this other little boy who couldn't walk. He was playing in the sandbox. Well, the other kid ran over to him and asked if he ever wanted to fly like a bird. "No," he said, "but I have wondered what it's like to run like you and the other kids do. Do you think we could be friends?" Well, sure, they could be friends. So they played together for hours that day, making sandcastles together, making funny noises, and they'd laugh. And then the father of the boy who couldn't walk, he came to pick up his son. He came with a wheelchair. And the boy who wanted to fly walked over to his new friend and said, "Listen, you're my only friend, and I wish there was something I could do to make you walk or run, but I can't. But there is something else I can do for you." He told his friend to climb on his back, and they began to run across the park. Harder and harder he made his little legs travel, and the wind whistled across both their faces. And the boy's father stood there with tears streaming down his face as he watched his handicapped son flapping his arms up and down in the wind, saying, "Daddy, I'm flying, I'm flying." You see, it's not really difficult, is it, to offer great gifts of friendship when it's done with a degree of compassion and care. I said yesterday that Jesus is the friend that we all should have. In John chapter 15 in the New Testament, Jesus actually said, "I've called you my friends." That's a powerful statement. Of course, Jesus, he said, I could have called you my servant. He said, "I'm calling you my friends." When he was on earth, he encountered many people that he befriended. Sometimes this act of friendship was not welcome. For example, there was the rich young man who we know as the rich young ruler. He came to Jesus and said, "I want to follow you." And Jesus said, "Well, if you want to follow me, you must sell everything you have and give it up." Well, unfortunately, this man, the rich young ruler, didn't like that question. So it didn't particularly work. It was a tough message. Another day, Jesus was involved with the woman who was accused of having adultery, and they were going to stone this woman. But Jesus saved her life that very day. He rescued her from injustice, of course. He was a friend, and he is a friend. Thank you, Lord, for the friendship of Jesus. We treasure that, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.